incredibly frustrated. I couldn't have been a worse meeting.
Tom Bradshaw wants ministers to rethink plans to charge inheritance tax on farms worth more than £1 million. The government says it's investing billions in agriculture. It's claimed a man thought to have shot his wife outside a pub on Valentine's Day called a friend afterwards to confess. Lisa Smith was killed in Kent on Friday. Police, who are searching for her husband, say he may have jumped into the Thames. And a suspected unexploded Second World War bomb has been found in a garden in Cambridge. A 100-metre cordon has been put in place in Mill Road as explosives experts deal with the discovery. Sport. Celtic need to come from 2-1 down at Bayern Munich if they're to reach the last 16 of the Champions League tonight. They've not reached that stage since 2013. Liverpool boss Arne Slot's revealed he'll be without forward Cody Gakpo and defender Joe Gomez for tomorrow's Premier League clash at Aston Villa. They can extend their lead at the top of the table to 10 points with a victory. And Emma Raducanu is going to be part of the first Women's Tennis Championship at Queen's in half a century. The club, which hosts a tournament before Wimbledon every year, has been male only since 1973.
Weather. With eBay. Find the right parts at the right price with eBay Assured Fit.
Staying mostly dry but chilly overnight. Tomorrow will be milder with some rain around, highs reaching 10 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Sunta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global. Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X. Tell you what though, it's the dawn of a great new sign off. From Global News, you're Johnny Vaughan.
No.
And then I'll go, and you're Sunta Templeton.
It'd
and then
be
we
great.
Go, and then we both say, good evening.
Okay, good evening.
Okay, so
from Global's newsroom, you're Johnny Vaughan.
And you're Sunta Templeton.
Good evening.
Thank you very much to Izzy for a tremendous afternoon show. My God. Hi, Izzy. Hope you're all well. I'm on day 31 of being a non-smoker. Please, can you play a song for me? Anything but the Kooks. Lol. Placebo, maybe. Whatever you want. Thanks. That's from Farzana. Do you know something? Don't be conned about smoking. People get addicted to things. Cigarettes aren't addictive any more than fingernails are. They're genuinely not. Genuinely not. Don't let them suck you into it. They've only been addictive since people discover that they kill you. And they need an excuse to sell them. So they show pictures of rats going mad for them and they have nothing else in their cages to entertain them.
It reminds me, I must get a new pack of fingernails.
Yes, same. It's not addictive, though. I've given up loads of times.
Yeah.
Dr. Sunta Templeton, thank you very much indeed. I've got Gavin the Woodman Woods here. Vinny's here. Harry's here. You're here. But what is happening here in the first hour, 4 till 7 thing, Tuesday, February the 18th? Tremendously exciting. Well, I've got a representative of Global's HR department joining us for the show. Hi. She's saying hi.
Yeah.
We'll be asking her three things. Firstly, any questions for her? 83936. Secondly, why is it people who work in HR normally call it HR? And thirdly, how will she survive in a culture of bullying? Oh, something I was told not to. We haven't really got that, genuinely. Well, sometimes we do, but he's not here.
Yeah.
Plus, ladies and gentlemen, what's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? Three boxes, three mysteries. They're in the stories. You're going to love these. And we'll be the judge of that, John. And the Woodman has an 18th century man of science who's enjoying some great chemistry in his heroic little slot. Expect some great chemistry in the Woodman's heroic little slot. Gav, it sounds riveting. It's the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. I'm your man, TJ Tough John. It's just a name I got saddled with down the gym, and I hate it. Genuinely, I hate it. Yeah, I'm tough. Yeah, I'm relentless. Yeah? Yeah, I'm a taskmaster. Yeah, I stride the world like a broad colossus. But hey, that's showbiz. Relax back. I got this. We'll take it from here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to
start your engine!
Johnny.
Radio X.
Glamorous indie rock and roll is what I want. It's in my soul.
It's indie rock and roll for me.
Welcome to paradise.
Welcome to paradise. That's Green Day right here on Radio X. We've been joined by a member of Global's HR department. Alicia is with us. Alicia, I know you're a big Green Day fan.
Yep, love them.
So what, did you go and see them? Were you trying to go and see them, you were saying?
Yeah, so I was in the queue for Electric Ballroom, got a nice wave from Trey Paul, and then they cancelled.
You even saw Trey Paul and he waved?
Yeah, he waved to everyone in the queue, and then it was cancelled. We found out.
She's HR, Gavin, you laugh! You cheer at a story. You don't just go, wow, like that. You go, God, that's the best story we've ever heard.
I love Trey Cool. I admire Trey Cool.
He's awesome.
He's amazing.
It wasn't because of him they cancelled.
No, I know. That's why I admire him.
I agree with Alicia from HR.
Oh, but I did see them at Wembley and they were awesome, so...
Hooray! Damn you!
Fantastic.
Cheer!
That's really good news, Alicia.
That's better, Gav. Nice alive. Harry, show a bit of a buck up a bit, mate. Yeah! That's better. So you got to see them eventually. So it's a story with a happy ending.
It's a story with a happy ending,
and I use that gently. Okay, here we go. If you've got any questions, that's item one. If you've got any questions at all about the world of HR, you might be in HR yourself and need an HR guru. We're doing this every week now. What? I'm just trying to, you know...
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with having always Tuesday's HR day?
Absolutely.
Always has been. When any of your HR questions and queries...
We love humans and we're very resourceful.
Yes.
And we want to just really get into it.
Gav, you are rolling with the right person right here.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She's a resourceful human, hence.
Yes.
Okay. So if you've got any questions, 83936. Do you have any questions about our show? A lot of people are fascinated by the culture of bullying. Which doesn't exist.
Surely that's why she's here, right?
Every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Probably my biggest question is, what's your favourite song that you like to play?
At the moment, can I just say, Gav, great question.
Great question.
Great question. Let's clap it, guys. Yeah. HR! HR! Can I just say that's superb? Because it's direct, but actually, you know, I want to know from the others. So it's really good as well, and it's resourceful. And human. Gav.
I like If You Wanna. I've always liked it. Every time we play it, it's just a great tune.
It's a great tune every time, isn't it? It always goes down smooth.
Yeah.
Sons, what are you
doing? I'm still really loving Sailor Song, Gigi Perez.
Okay. You see, I'm going off the current new ones as well.
Okay,
Gav,
yeah. Where you I'm going with just my favourite for the whole time we've been here.
My favourite recently, and I made no secret of this, was favourite, Fontaine's DC, because I just thought it was unusually brilliant. And the sort of song you really hope as a Deej. That you're
sorry, a what?
Teej the Deej.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
This is with my Teej the Deej hat on.
Right.
It's one of those tunes that it's so good that you can imagine when you play a record that good, you sort of wish you were there when it was first played.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which for a lot of music we play, I was. Mm. But this is just one of those ones you just think, God, man, it's still going. It's still going. It shows no signs of dying out. Unlike when you say, browse through a selection of things on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
You think, Christ alive, is there nothing?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you suddenly get a thing that really lights it up. And that was it. What about you? You go with Green Day or what do you think?
Oh.
Well, I'll buy time with Harry. Harry, what's your favourite play?
Oh, mine's also like Gavin, The Vaccines, If You Want
It. I just love it.
It's just so good.
You're just agreeing with him.
Because I'm right.
Hi, I'm Gav. I like to party. Hi, I'm Harry. I like to party.
I also like to party.
Yeah, right. I know what you're doing. Anything else apart from just agreeing with Gav?
I like The Kooks, Never Know.
Hey, it's a great new one, isn't it?
It's a great new one.
Let's get it down there and give our lovely HR lady time to think about her favourite. This is The Kooks, Never Know. It's right here on Radio X. Ladies and gentlemen, you're rolling with the 4 till sub 5.
Nothing's ever set in stone. You're not like anyone I met before. You win by not playing the game. The times are changing, but you stay the same. Let's turn around the hourglass, freeze it in a photograph. I'll tell you everything I used to hide, 'cause I don't wanna waste your time. Let's do all the things we wanna do, because you never know, never know, never know when it's gonna end. pack up a car, drive to the south of France. The wind is dancing in your head, singing je ne regrette rien.
Never know, that's the Kooks right here on Radio X. I'm Johnny Vaughan. This is the 4 till 7 thing. Every Tuesday from now on, it's HR Tuesday with TJ and Alicia. She's our HR guru. She's from the HR department here at Global. Loads of questions coming in. Gregsy would like to know, what's your favourite kind of bullying?
No comment.
No comment, okay. Next question, please, for Alicia.
Hey, Alicia, what has the impact been of the NIC increase on Global's pay review process for 2025? That's from Tom in Peterborough.
No comment.
No comment. Okay. Okay, Gav, perhaps.
I've got one. It says no name on this. It just says, hi, Alicia. My supervisor has a habit of being complicated and annoying. What can I do to respond that doesn't involve physical behaviour to make him change?
No comment.
No comment.
I'm there for you. What's your, this is Joan Fairgreen, what's your favourite kind of disciplinary meeting?
Oh, no. No comment.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Someone else, this is Grainy and Hans. Do you know the lady who left the Global HR team to work at McLaren Racing? She once told me she never met the talent. Make of that what you will.
Oh, no comment.
No comment. And I'd say that's a very sensible answer. Gav, another question, please.
This is Tom in Fife. He would like help from the HR lady, Alicia. How come every time I put someone on a personal improvement plan, because they're rubbish, they get grumpy and quit? Thanks in advance, he says.
No comment.
Okay, you're a no comment that all the way. That's a really good answer, actually.
There's another one just come in saying, a question for Alicia. Are the data teams self-employed or
really
on payroll? No comment.
This is a hot topic.
Oh,
this
that really
is.
Yeah. apart from that, a lot of them are about the Kooks. Okay, lastly, are you ready? Oh, no, I can't answer that. Do you know what? I can't.
No.
I can't. The rest I can't do, actually. I can't do that.
No.
No, I can't do that one.
Well, what?
No. Oh, and here's a nice one.
Yeah.
Dave in Phoenix, can you lend me 10 quid?
No
comment. Thank you so much. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, what's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? Three boxes, three questions.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours in his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Hey! I've got one more game.
I'm about to dial in.
Load and up.
Now entering the look.
Johnny.
Give me the controller.
Get your own.
I'm doing a side quest.
Downloading a new skin.
I'm back with a clan.
With a squad, let's go.
Want to play co-op?
Got a mission to do.
Attack, attack.
Fire in the
hole. You're gaming and caning the broadband? Wi-Fi 7 on EE makes every device work better, even yours.
Well, guys, let's loot.
Go, go, go.
We're moving.
Upgrade to Wi-Fi 7 on EE and we'll sort the switch for you.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fiber plans. Terms apply.
Get ready for 1.21 gigawatts of entertainment with Back to the Future, the musical. Winner of every major Best Musical Award and from the creators of the original movie phenomenon. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious hit. Back to the Future, the musical at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday.
That's it. We need a bigger car.
Smart speaker, what's the best family SUV?
The Tucson has been named Auto Express Best Midsize SUV.
Oh, they're nice. Loads of space.
Smart speaker, search offers on a Hyundai Tucson.
The new Tucson comes with 2 years 0% APR. And it's Hyundai, by the way.
Discover the new Hyundai Tucson Hybrid. It's the dawn of a new Hyundai. Ends 31st of March, 25% deposit. Finance subject to status. Hyundai UK is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
Radio X.
On the Beach presents Kaiser Chiefs.
Live.
Plus very special guests, Razorlight and the Cribs.
Every day I love you less and less.
Sunday, 27th of July, Brighton Beach.
I know a girl with a golden touch.
Look now at radiox.co.uk.
Kaiser Chiefs, Razorlight, the Cribs and more.
Live. Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Miles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
And now from the Chris Miles Show, song parody Joe sings his new single.
5 to 7 with Johnny.
Johnny.
Don't wait around, just listen for free.
With Johnny, baby.
Johnny.
5 to 7.
Johnny.
We've got a sunshine.
Yes, that's right. Johnny Vaughan on the 4 till 7 Fang. Tomorrow morning on the Chris Miles Show, Will Meller and Ralph Little will be on. And maybe, maybe a surprise for Dominic Byrne.
Oh.
Tomorrow morning on the Chris Miles Show when you wake up. Johnny!
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Hello, businesses. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare for all of your workforce, not just the bosses or people in suits, because we're all about our members, not profit. So, what are you waiting for? Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare for less than £16 per employee per month. Search Benenden for Business. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Woke up cold one Tuesday. I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life. So I quickly opened the wardrobe, pulled out some jeans and a t-shirt that seemed clean. Topped it off with a pair of old shoes that were ripped around the seams. And I thought these shoes just don't suit me. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time. Slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse. So I'm wearing my brand new shoes. Woke up late one Thursday and I'm seeing stars as I'm rubbing my eyes. And I felt like there were 2 days missing as I focused on the time. Then I made my way to the kitchen, but I had to stop from the shock of what I found. The room all of my friends all dancing round and round. And I thought, hello, new shoes, bye-bye, blues. Hey, I put some new shoes
on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling, it's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time, slowly showing in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, so wearing my brand new shoes. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. Take me wandering through these streets where bright lights and angels meet. Stone to stone, they take me on. I'm walking till the break of dawn. I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling, it's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time, slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine. And I'm running late and I don't need an excuse, so wearing my brand new shoes. Oh, hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything is right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling, it's so inviting. Oh, short on money but long on time, slowly strolling in the sweet sunshine.
That's Palantini, new shoes on Radio X. Still your questions flood into the show for Alicia, our resident HR guru. She's going to be in on Tuesdays, HR Tuesdays right here on Radio X. It's a popular new initiative. It's actually the most popular thing we've ever had, Alicia.
No,
it's
way. Quite.
Yeah, everyone wants to talk HR. But not necessarily when... They like approaching you. I'm not sure people like it when they get approached by HR so much. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah,
do you see what I'm driving at?
It's very different.
Keep those coming and we do more of those in a second. Some great questions, including Gavin Sale. What's the funniest joke you've ever heard in an HR review? Okay, here we go. Let's open up some boxes. Get this. What do you keep in a shoebox?
Shoes.
Precious mementos? A sewing kit? House? Shoes.
Yeah, you've got those, a nice pair of shoes.
One of those obnoxious answers you get on, like, children's exam papers, like, what is the missing number? I can't see one. Stuff like that. What do you keep in shoebox? Precious mementos, a sewing kit, households everywhere. Throw all the usual odds and ends in those handy boxes. But at a convent, something extraordinary could end up in this low form of storage.
What?
Okay. At Bar Convent in York, an old shoebox used to hold leaflets from the 1980s.
Yeah.
Oh, it also just by chance contains an illuminated manuscript from the 15th century.
What?
Oh. Yeah. It dates from 1475.
Who's putting that in the leaflets box?
I don't
know.
What
the hell? What happened there?
But it's got hand-drawn figures and beautiful calligraphy. It's a medieval work of art on its own, worth millions.
Wow.
The title refers to objects that are associated with the Passion of Christ, such as the crown of thorns, and it's got a little poem with it. And an amazing thing to find in a shoebox. Mm.
That is amazing.
No, but I want you all to think about anything you found in boxes recently, or you've last amazing thing, or what you suspect is somewhere in boxes. Have a think about it, yeah?
Uh-huh.
83936. It could be, I once found, but it's got to be in a shoebox or box.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be in a box.
Sure.
Box two. The Guardian, Rudyard Kipling, traveled around the world. He's born in India, traveled around the world. Expat like Sun, one of those global citizens, literally.
Sure.
You know, literally a child of empire, like Dr. S. But they just found an old sort of tat box that he's got, yeah?
Yeah.
And they've now found out it's an item of extreme rarity.
What?
It was just a box they were just keeping tat in. Someone goes, you realise that's a very rare South American box.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
The old South American box. It's a 300-year-old piece of South American craftwork, freshly restored and no longer undervalued. The casket is on display in an exhibition that shows things that Kipling collected on his travels. What I want to know there, yeah, is have you ever actually inherited or been given something that's got any value at all that you were surprised by? So we're out the box now.
Ooh.
It's the box itself or the thing itself.
Okay.
Category two, if you ever found something in a box that's valuable, that's number one, like a shoebox, or you've lost something, or you think something's lurking in there. Item two, which I'm also interested in, have you ever been, you know, that person on Antiques Roadshow? You know, that's gone there and they go, oh, that's worth, it's brilliant, you're rich. Item three, pass the box, pass the box. Okay, open the box. Open the box.
And this is box number three.
This is box number three.
Did this come... Has this been sent into work?
Yeah.
Yes, well-ish. This kind is, of. It's a box. It says Sunter, classic rock DJ.
Yeah.
She's opening the box now.
Gosh, she's good at opening boxes.
She's really good at opening
boxes. She's really done that
before.
It's
a box that says about 8 inches, no, about 7 inches by 7 inches, a square box.
She's like Edward Scissorhands.
It looks like it's got a bag. It's a bag.
Oh, it's a bag in a box. What's in the bag in the box?
It's a bag in a box.
What's in the box?
It's a cubit's bag.
What's in the box?
It's a dick. Let's see what it is.
Oh, another box.
It's another box. It's a silver box.
A metal box.
It's a glasses case.
It's a... Oh, what is that, Sunter?
Happy birthday, Sunter.
Oh, wow, they're awesome.
Thank you.
Sunter is wearing a very stylish pair of sunglasses that Johnny bought her for her birthday.
Sunter, the reason I bought you your birthday present, and I'm going to open it because I felt really rotten. Because I, when you came in yesterday, I had I'd just been to my favourite perfumery to top up my aftershave, and you came in, you saw that bag on the table, and obviously you're getting lots of few things for your birthday, and you looked at it like, and I quickly put it in my locker because it wasn't for you. And I thought she's bound to think it's for you, and I felt so mean. I went off to Cubits and bought you some glasses for your birthday.
Thank you so much. You were going to get me something nice and smelly. That's the reason.
Yes, but,
these are gorgeous.
They look amazing.
They look really good.
They look amazing on you. Wow, I've nailed that. There are sort of cat-shaped glasses from Cubits, which is my favourite. It's my favourite optician. They're in Covent Garden
gorgeous.
And everywhere. They're really nice. They're really you. I've nailed that. I've nailed it.
They'll
say
it.
Thanks, all right, because you're gorgeous and we love you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for inviting me to your party on Saturday night. Right, it's time for a record of the week. This is from the new album, Oh The Ocean, which came out on Friday. Oh The Ocean is album number six. Can't Say No is Murph's favourite song on the album. He said, I kind of wanted it to sound like the three of us playing in a room together if that room was in space, which I just love. They're like Schrodinger's band. Here they come. It's the Wombats. Can't Say No, like I say, record of the week on your glorious Radio X from the new album, Oh, The Ocean, which came out on Friday. A lot of ocean, sailor, navy stuff.
Yeah.
And Sunter's the daughter of a sailor.
Come and steal a car with me and we'll drive to Berlin. Just show me the dotted line. You know I'll sign it every time. Build a boat out of some leaves and set sail. A hearse, steal some cash from your mother's purse and sign her up for a Ponzi scheme. She'll be rich in cheap face cream. Throw a bender in a cemetery, bribe the dead to leave us be, and summon the demons that we repress. Swallow a shot glass, then get undressed.
Everybody idea just feels exactly like a great idea.
And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all. You know, I can't say no. Doing everything we can to increase the noise, and we don't care if it's trash that fills the void. Say no. Come and see.
Vaughan.
Radio X.
Flagpole Sitter, right here on Radio X, bang on 4:40, Tuesday, February the 18th. Happy Tuesday to you. Thank you so much for rolling with us on the 4 till 7 thing. We're looking at stuff in boxes, yeah? What's in the box, we cry. Mm. How about this? This is after, incidentally, a long-lost prayer scroll sees the light of day at last from 1475, just found
that's
in a shoebox.
That's mad.
Found in a shoebox.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sort of think maybe...
When they say illuminated, does that mean it's been... you know, painted on with inks and things. You know, those really ancient.
Like gold leaf.
That means it's literally got electric light around it.
Oh, wow.
No, it does.
People have thrown it.
There was no electricity in the 1400s.
People have thrown down to the day. The fact a lot of it is in a neon frame. but, you know, there we go. You can't rule anything out with the Almighty.
That's true. Yeah.
It is religious. This is a beautiful, this is a beautiful boxed gift. What a treasure trove this is. It's got to be shoe boxes, really. But I'll take any box at this stage. Hey, Johnny Love. I was once given a shoebox by a customer who worked at a bingo hall.
Yeah.
I opened it up. It was her dead husband's electric razor.
What?
She wanted me to have it as a memento.
Oh, no.
When I left there. Genuinely well-natured gesture.
Oh.
Flabbergasted by the content. And that's Marcus von Erich in Dalton & Furness. I just worry sometimes that if something like that's haunted...
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you suddenly sculpt your stubble into a weird...
And suddenly you look
beard,
like...
sort of David Berghaus.
Oh,
or sort of, you know, like the guy on The Mastermind. But, you know, just it sculpts into like a really weird beard or like, you know, you... suddenly you... You look like James Robertson Justice, no. Like a really distinguished. Or Beadle. You got like Beadles.
And you just, yeah, you've
got
no control
electric
over it.
Razor, and suddenly you've just got a little little fake.
Mm.
Yeah, right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 4 till 7 thing. Keep coming in, please. 83936. What's in the box, the shoe box, the box, the ancient box, or it could be the box itself. We don't want to get too boxed in.
No.
But Woodman's got a hero next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
It's a busy day in Admouth. The Admiral bumps into Joe Jenkins in the supermarket.
Is everything okay?
Well, got up at 6 a.m, showered, fed the cat, fed the dog, fed the kids, did the school run, the vet run, and went on a run. Drive to work, charged my car and charged to lunch. Searched for new cars, used cars, and tried to sell the old car. Popped over to the flat and had tea with the tenant, sorted out the leak and picked up leaks for dinner. And now I need to find insurance.
And breathe.
Oh.
Take it easy and insure everything in one place with Admiral Multicover and more. Admiral Insurance, always looking out for you.
We're cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value, there's only one supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
Calling all roadrunners. Pedal pushers, splash makers, and thrill seekers. Take on the challenge and get moving for people affected by breast cancer. This year, tick off a bucket list goal, hit a personal best, or discover a new hobby at an event for breast cancer now. The money you raise will help fund our life-changing research and support. Sign up now and we'll support you with everything you need. Search Breast Cancer Now fundraising events.
Oh, well, that's just delicious. Every Tuesday, we stay in and just eat Gianni's Italian because you've got to support local.
Because Tuesday's your turn to wash up.
I wasn't aware we had a rota, Stephen.
You wrote it, Bruno.
For date night and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Charges apply. Check available restaurants in your area and opening times on justeat.co.uk for details.
Hello, business owner. When you set up your business, your dream wasn't to do accounting admin. That's nobody's dream. Get Monzo Business and let us automate it for you. Integrate everything with Xero, Free Agent and QuickBooks and share your balance and transactions to Google Sheets from our app. That's kind of dreamy. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Integrated accounting is available with Monzo Business Pro for £9 a month. T's and C's apply.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Kick off with a Chris Moyle show.
Dominic had never done stand-up at the Comedy Store before. We've booked him a slot at a night which is called King Gong.
Please welcome to the stage, it's Dominic Byrne!
At the moment, I'm just hugging myself.
Dom had a very unusual look, as he will explain.
I am actually wearing a wig, because I don't want to... I've no idea what you said. I just don't know what you said. So the reason why it's a confidence thing, it's like, imagine like a cape, you know, superhero cape or something like that, or a shield, or a hairy sword. I've got a hairy sword.
Your debut at the Comedy Store,
Thank you. You
were second place out of 30 comics.
Ridiculous.
Well done, man.
Thank you all for coming to watch.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Tomorrow morning from 6:30.
With Skoda. Grab life by the car keys.
Take me tonight.
lover. Take me into the fire, and I'm an easy brother, and I'm on fire. Burn my sweet effigy, I'm a fill my guts on the wheel. I wanna taste, uh-huh. And I'm on fire. And I'm on fire. And
I'm on fire.
What's in the box texts. Could be in a shoebox, could be the box itself, which is valuable, like Rudyard Kipling's. Mm. Two box stories on the same page of the paper of record today. Coincidence?
Mm.
Not when it came with the gift for Sunter in a box. It was a three-box link.
It was.
That really lit up the airwaves this day of February. 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a hero.
This day.
What? I was trying to. What? Something you can't. You watched Abraham Lincoln, that film.
Four
what I say,
score.
This day of February. Yay, I tell you. It must have been exhausting talking old English.
Oh, yeah.
Gav, what yes. Have you? What hero do you have for us? This day of February, 18, 2025.
Well, because he was born this day.
Was he?
The year 1745.
In the year of our Lord, 1735. I'm thinking, why do they have to do that as well?
I know.
In the year of our Lord.
I know. Exactly. Anyway, today's hero, Johnny, is Alessandro Giuseppe Antonio.
Alessandro.
Anyway, today's hero is Alessandro Giuseppe Antonio Anastasio Volta. He was born today in...
Volta?
Yeah, Mr. No, Volta. Not Voltaire.
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 Voltaire?
He was born in Como, Italy.
He's not the guy who thought up the vault.
Yes, we didn't think it up, but he was named after.
Cheese salad, is you.
Right, of course you have.
Just
of course
you have.
But
got you.
But do you know what he's most famous for?
What?
Excellent. You don't.
No, but I've done the vault thing.
No, you have, you have.
Hey!
So he was born today in Como, Italy. What a lovely place to be born, near the lake there.
Yeah.
His dad was an aristocrat, like all the best inventors during the 18th century.
Fumbles,
they all just had loads of time.
Yeah.
But he wasn't an amateur. He became professor of physics at the Royal School in Como. While he was there, he perfected and popularized a thing called the electrophorus, which is one of those static electricity orb things. He didn't invent it, but he made it really
work. What do you mean? You're talking about the Van de Graaff generator, aren't you?
Well, sort of. I don't really know.
Okay.
In the 1770s, his work was on the analysis of the chemistry of gases, and he'd read about Benjamin Franklin's paper on what he called flammable air.
Right.
And he, Volta, isolated and discovered methane on a marsh near Lake Maggiore.
Did he?
He isolated and he performed experiments setting it alight with static charge.
Nice.
He also studied capacitance. I'm going to read you the technical way of why the volt is called the volt.
Why?
It said he just studied what we now call electrical capacitance, developing separate means to study electrical potential difference and
the
charge.
Speed of it, isn't it?
The discovering that for a given object, they are proportional. This is called Volta's law of capacitance, and for this work, the unit of electrical potential, like a potentiometer, is the volt. That's why it's called the volt.
My dad just explains it. It's like how high above the building the water tank is.
Right, that's how Vinny explained it.
Yeah, it's just its flow
it's
of
capacity.
No, it's water.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the water, it's the height above how fast it's flowing.
And however thin the pipe is, that's resistance, isn't it?
Yes,
that's right. Anyway.
Yeah, and then you have you need an adapter to get it to the correct speed.
Right.
To go into things. But automatically in Britain it goes at about 240 volts.
There must be like a Steve Ohms and a sort of Derek Watts.
And there
as well.
Certainly is a Watt.
There was it?
Yeah, David Watt.
David Ford.
Ba, 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 ba.
But you know what he's really famous for?
What?
He invented the first ever battery.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
The battery?
Layers of copper and zinc with brined cardboard between them, and it was able to store electrical power.
There isn't a Steve battery.
No. There's a song called Battery by Metallica, but that's got nothing to do with this.
There's a song called David Watt by The Jam, but it's got nothing to do with this either.
Napoleon loved him. He made him a count.
Did
because he was so accomplished. That was in 1810. He lived till he was 82 on his lovely estate near Lake Como.
Oh, man. Is that a lovely story?
And he's got vaults named after
him. He went all the way from Lake Como to Lake Como. His success with a wealthy father.
Alessandro Volta.
He became wealthy himself. What a heartwarming.
What a lovely tale.
Riches to riches. Modern way. Kaiser Chiefs on Radio X. Thanks, Cap.
I know, 'cause I've seen it. It was great. And I want it. There's no point sitting, going crazy on my own. Do you know what I was put here in the world for? Could you tell me in three words or more? It's the only way I'm getting out of here. It's the only way I'm getting out of here. Take a lesson from the ones who have been there. My brain is not damaged, but in need of some repair. Hold on to the basics, but we can change all our tactics. There's no point sitting, going crazy on your own. It's the only way. This is the moment.
nothing just to get what I want. It's the only way.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. That's it. We need a bigger car.
Smart speaker, what's the best family SUV?
The Tucson has been named Auto Express Best Midsize SUV.
Oh, they're nice. Loads of space.
Smart speaker, search offers on a Hyundai Tucson.
The new Tucson comes with 2 years 0% APR. And it's Hyundai, by the way.
Discover the new Hyundai Tucson Hybrid. It's the dawn of a new Hyundai. 31st of March, 25% deposit. Finance subject to status. Hyundai UK is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
We're cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value, there's only one supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
Weeknight pizza on the sofa watching TV? Sounds good. But Goodfellas pizza at the table with family, friends, and a whole lot of laughs? Now that's Goodfellas good. Good. Made with our signature sauces and individual balls of dough. There's good. Then there's Goodfellas.
Good.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
Every day, UK businesses sell their products and services to the world. We know that growing your business internationally and finding new customers can look challenging. But it doesn't have to. Whether you're new to it or been doing it for years, at great.gov.uk, you'll find free support from the UK government on finding the right markets, making an export plan, understanding logistics, and more. Find the answers and sell to the world at great.gov.uk.
Hey, love. Mackie sounds great. I really fancy 9
McNuggets, fries, Sprite, and an Oreo McFlurry, please. And barbecue sauce.
See you in 5, sweetie.
Order like Stormzy. The Stormzy meal, now at McDonald's.
Available until the 25th of March, served after 11 a.m.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
You've arrived. Your dream holiday. You got there for less thanks to comparing flight prices on Kayak. An idyllic local restaurant nestled in the cliffs. A peaceful pool with your own private sunbed. This is the life. All you have to do is actually book it.